Perez, I guess, in Denver, Colorado, listening on EWTN on Sirius Satellite Radio. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Is Perez correct?
That's correct.
Perez, your question for Jimmy Akin.
My question is this. Thank you for taking my call. I am privy to a situation where a man believes that he is transgender and has sought the counseling. So he's with a transition counselor at the moment, mm-hmm. who is a non-practicing Catholic. Mm-hmm. And the way that she describes this to him is that God creates on a spectrum. And that just like in the Bible, it says, you know, the first day and the first night, you know, it doesn't sit there and explain in detail by minute, by hour, by second, his creation. Neither does he spell out what the difference is between man and woman. She just believes that God creates on a spectrum, and therefore he is okay deciding how he's going to live his life and how he's going to present himself, and that it's not morally wrong, and he should feel okay about it. And I find that a little incredible.
Okay. What's your question?
My question is, do you believe that? How would you explain that to him? How would you say yay or nay to this?
Well, I would point out that, you can defend any view you want if you're allowed to make up your own facts. And so, it doesn't surprise me that a person who makes a living helping, quote unquote, helping people transition from one gender to another would adopt a view that says the means by which she makes a living is okay. So I wouldn't be surprised by that at all. But I would point out that what she is saying does not have a basis in Scripture. Scripture is real clear. God made them male and female. There's nothing in Scripture about there being a spectrum. And her saying, well, things aren't described in detail. You don't have to describe things in detail. Certainly, people understand the concept of male and female and recognize and have always recognized that you're one or the other. Now, there can, in some really weird cases, be some difficulty about establishing which one you are, this in cases of birth defects and so forth. But fundamentally, everybody's either a male or a female, and that's the way God made us. You want to read about that, you can look in Genesis 5:2, Mark 10:6, Matthew 19:4, and so on, that all make that point, that we're made male and female. And there's just no support in Scripture, either Old Testament or New Testament, for proposing this spectrum idea. So she's making that up on her own. Now, as I've mentioned, there can be cases, like in cases of birth defects and genetic abnormalities and so forth, there can be some difficulty in establishing which category a person falls into. However, the existence of birth defects and genetic abnormalities does not mean, or psychological abnormalities for that matter, does not mean that it's just okay to proceed in a course of action. Some people have a genetic predisposition to violence. That doesn't mean that it's okay. I mean, you know, psychopathy is a real thing and it has a genetic component. That doesn't mean it's okay to act in a psychopathic manner and go out and kill people. So just because you may have some kind of abnormality as a result of human brokenness, and we all have human brokenness, that doesn't justify you in saying, oh, well, it's natural for me to be a psychopath, so I can just go kill people. If you have that cross to bear of a predisposition to violence, then you need to do what you can to treat it and to resist it. And in the same way, if someone has gender confusion based on whatever factors, biological, psychological, then they need to resist that and they need to see what can be done to treat it. There, in a given day and age, there may or may not be effective treatments, just like there may or may not be effective treatments for psychopathy. But it's important that we don't justify these things, because doing that will lead us long-term into unhappiness, because we're getting away from the way human nature is designed to work. And the more you get away from the way human nature is designed to work, the more unhappiness you're going to have. And that's true whether it's a predisposition to violence or whether it's confusion about what gender you are. The farther you go down that road of getting away from the way we're designed, the more unhappy you're going to be. And God doesn't want that for you. He wants you to be happy in spite of our brokenness. We need to resist our brokenness and try to find ways of healing it so that we can get back to the way that we were designed to work and embrace that and flourish and be happy. And that's what God wants for us.